You've just finished listening to Private Show by Seven Fists. Thank you to Seven Fists for giving blanket permission to Podfig. If you'd like to leave feedback for the author, find their story on Archive of Our Own or follow the link in this Podfig's post. If you'd like to leave me some feedback, find the Podfig on Archive of Our Own or the post from where you downloaded this. I recorded this Podfig for Podfig Big Bang 2018. The song that was used for opening credits, scene breaks, and the ending is The Twist by Frightened Rabbit. Thanks again to Seven Fists for answering my question about what song sort of inspired you to write this story. It was immensely helpful. Thank you to Jojo, who did me the favor of beta listening to this Podfig after I finished editing it. I had a hard time finding someone who was into the massive combination of tropes and themes for this Podfig, what with the Omegaverse, the age difference, the sex work, the RPF factor, and the very specific hockey pairing. Thank you also to the mods of Podfig Big Bang, who ran the challenge again and who were very accommodating with check-in guidelines and appointments. You guys rock! And finally, thank you to Mary Ard, my Russian tutor and voice coach. Sadly, no one claimed my Podfig to make cover art for it, probably due to aforementioned mix of themes, so I made my own cover. Hope you like it. And now, finally, some reader free talk. Ugh. I wasn't sure if I would get finished. I sort of owned myself by signing up for both the regular Podfig Big Bang and the Epic one, based on the assumption that since I was mostly done with the thing I'm going to post for Epic Podfig Big Bang, I'd have more than enough time to work on both projects. Well, I wasn't entirely wrong about that, it's just that I was also organizing a small fandom convention for the end of September and running a podcast all this time as well. And I had signed up for Hockey Big Bang as well, and I ended up dropping out of Hockey Big Bang, but I was determined to finish the Podfig projects no matter what. This story was originally posted semi-anonymously to Tumblr 9 parts, if I remember correctly. And once it was all out there, Seven Fists claimed it as theirs and posted it to an archive of our own, at which point I went, duh, of course this is Seven Fists. I'm a big fan of Omegaverse, especially when done well, and also mistaken secret identity fix with a healthy dose of pining. Add to that that I got to play with a bunch of effects for this story, this instantly became a dream project for me. Nevertheless, I had some issues with the recording. Gino's voice and accent, they were really difficult for me. I wanted to do the accent because of something Bad Lunchy once said in a free talk for one of their podfics, and I'm sorry I don't remember what title the story had, but basically she went into the fact that Gino is written as someone who doesn't speak fluent or even grammatically correct English at times. And by reading him without an accent, it can feel like Gino just isn't smart enough to form proper sentences. Which, to be fair, anyone in this fandom knows isn't the case. And there are plenty of podfics and podfickers that I love who don't give him an accent, and I wouldn't judge them for this choice at all, or imply that they didn't care about Gino's reputation as a character enough to make the effort. This is very much not what I'm saying. Everyone should podfic at the level that they're comfortable with, and if doing accents that aren't natural to you or your voice isn't what you want to do, then a listener will appreciate the experience all the more for listening to something that you were comfortable making. Like, I'm not sure anyone enjoys it when I try to do accents. In fact, I'm sure there are people who don't, and it's probably got a lot to do with how I have to deliberately think about doing the accent, and so it sounds less natural. So while I'm not 100% happy with the Gino accent in this recording, I'm still glad I made the effort. Because I do enjoy it when people make an effort with the accent and give the characters different voices. And I know there's a split in Podfigure fandom where only some of the Podfigures enjoy doing character voices or enjoy listening to character voices, while the others always make an effort to give the characters different voices. And I know I'm someone who tries to give the characters different voices because I find it easier to distinguish them when I listen to podfics where the characters have different voices. But then again, it really depends on the podfigure, because some podfigures don't give the characters different voices, and I still have no issue following the story. Anyway, I digress. I still wanted to do the accent, even though I knew it would be hard for me. But I wanted to do it because you only get better through practice. And Gino talks a lot in this story, which comes from just, you know, the theme of it. Him basically talking people into having orgasms. And luckily, I have a Russian friend on Tumblr, whom I mentioned earlier, Mary Art, who's been helping me with the language and who gave me some feedback on the accent I ended up using. And obviously, it's nowhere near a perfect Russian accent, but Mary Art assured me that at least it wasn't offensive to Russians, or at least not to them. And also that it wasn't too terrible in the attempt overall. So I take that as a win. You know, as long as the listener takes away that Gino is a non-native English speaker and I didn't butcher the accent too badly, I'm content with what I was able to do for it. Or at least I'm learning how to be content with what I could do for it. And then I actually ended up recording the story twice. And the second time I made the accent way too German and way too heavy, of which you get a taste during the epilogue, where I accidentally slipped into that a little bit already. So I guess I really learned my lesson about only recording once, to be honest, because I ended up using like 99% of the original recording. I think I only spliced in one or two things from the second recording where I was a little bit clearer during narration with what was being said. Like, I think that in the original recording, I had fucked up a line or two where it wasn't very clear what I was saying. So I ended up using the second recording to iron out those mistakes. But that's pretty much all I used of the second recording. It's funny, though, that I never seem to manage to do only one recording. I think I recorded almost everything I ever put out there that was longer than half an hour twice in its entirety. I remember going back to the pole dancing AU I did for BBC's Merlin that I think I recorded the first part of that at least three times. And I think this is the first time that I really noticed the amount of dialogue tags in a story. And how in many places they're not necessary for when you actually read out the story. So I'm probably, like, this is something else I learned. I'm probably going to cut out a bunch more of those in future projects, especially if they're in the middle of dialogue, because, well, you don't really need it if a character is talking, you're doing an oral version of the story already. I left most of them in this recording, however, since I didn't clear it with Seven Fists beforehand and then was too lazy to change it afterwards. But yeah, definitely doing it next time. I also ended up changing the pitch of Gino's voice because I felt like it wasn't deep enough. It seems like I can't hit the pitch I want and also do a somewhat decent approximation of the accent I want him to have at the same time. So, I guess it's a process, and I guess, you know, changing the pitch artificially makes up a little bit for that. Unless, you know, someone might say it sounds incredibly awful, in which case, sorry, you had to listen to it, I guess. But also, my beta didn't seem to mind or notice, so I'm not too bothered about it, to be honest. Since I'm still speaking of Gino's voice, it made editing take forever, honestly, changing the pitch, because I applied two effects to most of its bits of dialogues. The change in pitch comes for every time he talks, and then most of the time there's a filter to make him sound as if his voice is coming through a laptop speaker. Unless, of course, they're texting or snapping, in which case I left it alone. I didn't apply a filter to that. But that just meant that, you know, the whole process of editing got slowed down, and it got even worse because whenever Sid typed things, I put the sound effect of typing on a keyboard or on the phone. If anyone was using the chat window during Gino's streams, I would apply effects to that. And I mean, obviously I could have done it without the sound effects, but the sound effects are like 50% of the draw for me to even do this podfic, because I love playing with sound effects. I love how it brings the story more alive. Like, I love listening to stories with with sound effects, so it was a must-do for me to add sound effects in a story if I could believably do it. So, yeah. Still, I was relieved when they started talking just to each other, and then once it finally, like, when all the chat window things stopped when other characters were talking in the chat window, and then when they started talking just to each other, that was nice. And then once it finally started using voice chat to talk to each other, I could stop with the typing sound effects. So as much as I enjoyed putting the sound effects in, after a little while, I was relieved when I could stop. Because it made things made the editing go faster in the end. But yeah, that's why I like the epilogue so much. They're finally talking face to face. And all I had to do was to apply the pitch change for Gino. So hooray me! There are other parts about this story that I love, though. I love that Sid is so oblivious to the fact that some of the fans will actually sit down and listen to it for hours. And would most definitely recognize it without seeing his face. There's the part when he and Gino finally start FaceTiming privately without any money being exchanged. And the first thing Gino does is command Sid to put on a show for him, which is just... Ah, I love that. That little change in dynamic between them. The moment that Gino feels free to talk to Sid like he would talk to an actual love interest who isn't paying him to do things. It's just these little details that Seven Fists puts into their stories that just make them so amazing. So yeah, there's a lot about this fic that I enjoyed, and only some of it had to do with the massive amount of sex in it. Actually, by the time I was done editing this, I'd become almost immune to it all. Anyway, now that I've blabbered on for an age, I hope you all enjoyed this recording, and I'm definitely interested in feedback concerning the effects, the reading, the accents, and pretty much all the rest. Let me know what worked for you and what didn't. This is Momotastic. Thank you for listening.